Okay, page Yud Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom, Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing now with what the Gemara said before. When was Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov born? When was the world who created all the various things? So the Gemara said a statement before that Yitzchok was born on Pesach. So the Gemara says, "B'Pesach neled Yitzchok, on Pesach Yitzchok was born." Minolim, where do we learn it out from? Where do you see in Chumash that he was born in Pesach? So it says, "K'riksiv," like it says in the pasuk, "La'meyed oshev elecho." The Malachim told Avram, "La'meyed," which now the Gemara learns to mean "meyed" means a yomtiv. So the Gemara says, "La'meyed in the yomtiv oshev elecho, I'm going to return to you, and Sarah is going to have a baby." So the Gemara says, "Amos koi, when is this?" If you're saying it was in Pesach that the Malachim came, and he says, meaning the next Yom Tov, which should be Shavuos, Atzeres, which is Shavuos. So the Gemara says, did you give birth in 50 days? In other words, the Gemara learns, Lamayid means the next Yom Tov. So obviously, the Gemara is trying to analyze, when did the Malachim come? The Malachim came Pesach. And they're going to say, the next Yom Tov, you're going to have a baby. By Shavuos, it's impossible in 50 days to have a baby. So you must say that the Malachim came on Shavuos. And they said, okay, you're going to have a baby in Tishrei. Now, it's still Sivan Tammuz of Elul. Okay? The Gemara says, Akati b'cham shiyarchi mika yalda. Are they going to be able to give birth in 5 months? It still doesn't make sense. Ela dekoy b'chag. So we must say that they came on Sukkot. And they said, V'kamer le'ben Nissen. And they said, okay, Nissen, you're going to have a baby. That at least is 6 months. Right? From Tishri to Pesach is 6 months. But the Gemara says, Akati b'shita yarche mika yalda. Does a person give birth in 6 months? This is a problem. So the Gemara answers, Tana eisa shana muvedas eis. It was a leap year. So there are two others. So if there are two others, so it's 7 months. And we know a woman could give birth after 7 months. But the Gemara says, Sof, nevertheless, if you take it at the end, nevertheless, ki midle ma yemetume, if you remove the period that Sara became Tumeya, and she had to go to the mikveh, so you don't have 7 full months either. Because they came on Sukkot, which is the 15th of the month, and she had a baby on Pesach. It's 7 months, even if it was a leap year, but you have to remove the time she became Tumeya, and she would have to go to the mikveh and so on. So Abba Marzutra, answers as follows. Afilu l'man d'yomar, even the opinion that says, yul d'letishom, that you give birth to 9 months, eini yaledus mekutoyim. It's not in abbreviated months, meaning it has to be a full 9 months, but yaledus l'shiva, but a woman that gives birth after 7 months, yaledus mekutoyim could be abbreviated months. The Gemara answers the following. Barzutra says, you don't need full 7 months. 9 months, if you're giving birth after 9 months, you need a full 9 months. But if you're giving birth after 7 months, you don't necessarily need a full 7 months. So therefore, it's not a full 7 months. So therefore, according to this answer, she gave birth, the Malachim came at Sukkot, and she gave birth on Pesach. So therefore, you see that when was Yitzchak born? Yitzchak was born on Pesach.
Learned that it took exactly a year from the time that they told him?
So Tesis, you see this whole Tesis over here discusses that our Gemara argues on the Medrash, which is the accepted Medrash, that they made a mark on the wall and they said Lamaye doesn't mean Yom Tif. The same time, a year from now, exactly the same time, you're going to have a baby. So according to Tesis says over here, according that they argue that on Tezvav Nissan Hashem spoke to Avram, Tezvav Nissan the Malachim came. Okay? And he says a whole thing that what we say in the prayers, and they argue on it. And according to another opinion, that everything happened on Tishrei, they came on Sukkot, and he was born a year later on Sukkot. And our Gemara argues, because according to our Gemara, the Malachim came on Sukkot, and they had the baby on Pesach, which is not even a 7 full months, even if it was a leap year. And the way we learn also, Rashi says it was Pesach when the Malachim came, because Lushi Vasi Ugais, and then they came right away to light, umatzis offer, they baked matzis. So Rashi says, Pesach Hayim. So according to Rashi and Chumash, according to a lot of Midrashim, the Malachim came on Pesach, and she had a baby on Pesach, exactly a year later. Which is not at all what our Gemara is saying here. And Tosfos Taka says, they argue. But there's on top over here on the next page, there's a go of Tosfos that says, you're right, the Malachim came on Pesach, but Hashem told Avraham Avinu on Sukkos. And now they learn that this that it says next month you're going to have a baby is not when the Malachim came. And he also, it's a whole complicated issue exactly of the fact of what was going on. Now the Gemara is saying, how do I know that if you give birth to 7 months that it doesn't have to be a full 7 months? So it says Shenema, because it says about Chanam, it was the seasons and the days. Now, miyat kufeshtayim, when it says seasons and it doesn't say how many, it means 2 seasons. Now, a season is 3 months. Because we know there's 4 seasons in the year, the Torah says. If the year is divided 12 months by 4, so each season is 3 months. Now, Bechan it says, she gave birth the tkufas hayomim, seasons and days. So if you have 2 seasons, it's at least 6 months, and plus 4 days. Okay? So therefore, what do you see from here? That after 6 months and 4 days, Chana gave birth. Ah, you need 7 full months. So you see, you don't need 7 full months. Well, once you're in the 7th month, you're able to give birth already. Okay? So now the Gemara came to this conclusion. Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, all the way at the bottom. 6 lines in the bottom of the page. So therefore, the Gemara's conclusion is, we brought a proof that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Now the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara said a statement before, that on Rosh Hashanah, Nifka Dasara, Rachel Bechana, that on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem remembered, meaning, it was decreed on Rosh Hashanah that they're going to have children. Who? Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. So the Gemara says, "Me nolan, how do I know that Hashem remembered them on Rosh Hashanah?" Where do we see that in the Torah? So the Gemara is going to learn it out from various psukim. Because Amar Rabbi Lazar says, "Asya pekida pekida." We learn out from one place it says the word pekida, and another place it says the word pekida. One place it says zechira, and another place it says zechira. So when we learn out 1 from 2 and 3 from 4, so then we learn it out. So Gemara explains, because it says ksiv v'rachel by Rachel. It says vayizker alikim es Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel. Do you have a wrong Gemara? There's another one. Yeah. You're wondering why you couldn't find the place, huh? 1 minute, how could this be? Oh yeah, we have 6. Here's another one, also a big one. Amar Rabbi Lazar says as follows. Because it says, Berachel v'yizker l'kim es Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel and made her pregnant, or gave her children. And by Chana it says, v'yizkera Hashem remembered her. So by Rachel it says remembrance, and by Chana it says remembrance. Now, v'as yizchira v'zchira mid Rosh Hashanah. And therefore we learn out, zechira means Rosh Hashanah. Meaning as follows, by Rachel it says the word remembrance, by Chana it says remembrance. By Rosh Hashanah it says remembrance.
What about by
Sarah? One second, the Gemara's not going to finish yet. 1 second. V'as yizchira v'zchira mid Rosh Hashanah. And it says the word zechira v'zchira from Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it says Shabbos in Zichr in Trua, it should be a Shabbos of remembrance of blowing. Okay, so we have an interesting concept. By Rachel it says remembrance, by Chana it says remembrance, and by Rosh Hashanah it says remembrance. So therefore the Gemara learns out Rachel and Chana were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now what's with Sarah? So the Gemara says, now we learn out pekida, pekida. We learn out the word pekida and pekida, meaning by Chana it says ki pakat Hashem is Chana, that Hashem remembered Chana, and by Sada it says Hashem pakat es Sada. So therefore, we learn out Sada from Chana. In other words, the Gemara is going as follows: by Rachel and Chana, it says remembrance, and by Rosh Hashanah it says remembrance. Okay, so from there we learn out that Rachel and Chana were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Now, by Chana it says Hashem pakad, and by Sarah it says pakad, in reference to giving birth. So just like Chana was Rosh Hashanah, Sarah is also Rosh Hashanah. So we learn out Rachel and Chana from Rosh Hashanah, and then we learn out Sarah from Rachel, from Chana. So therefore, we learn out from there that all of them were remembered, not gave birth, but Hashem decreed on Rosh Hashanah that year that they should have children. Now, obviously, according to the opinion that Yitzchak was born on Pesach, so obviously he wasn't born on Rosh Hashanah, but Hashem decreed on Rosh Hashanah that Yitzchak should be born.
But if he's decreed on Rosh Hashanah, wouldn't that be like Sarah became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah?
No. It means that Hashem decreed that she should, because in Rosh Hashanah is the time Hashem judges. So that Rosh Hashanah, Hashem made a judgment that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana are going to give birth. Then the Gemara says another thing. But Rosh Hashanah, Yotze, Yasim, Beisa, Asurim. The Gemara said before a statement that Yosef went out of prison in Rosh Hashanah. That means Pare, you know, took him out of prison to interpret his dream. It was Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara asks, Minolan, how do I know this from? From where do I learn that Yosef was removed from prison on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, because it says in the Pasuk, Tik of Achedesh Shefer, blow the Shefer. When the moon is renewed, Nim Bachedesh, when the moon is renewed, Bakes Eliyem Chagenu, when it's covered for the Yom Tif, Kichaykel Yisrael, because it's a law for the Yidin. What does this mean? It says as follows. And then the Pasuk says, Eidus be Yosef Samei, that there's testimony for Yosef, but say Eretz Mitzrayim, the day he ruled over Egypt. Let's get some Sidurim, because it's a very important Pasuk. This we say, in fact, every Thursday in davening. If you look on page 78, okay, 78 at the bottom where it says Yom Chamishi, right? So it says, okay, Sech Nam Sech Agit is loss of. Then at the end of the second line it says as follows: Tikka B'Chayde Shayfar, you should blow Shayfar when the month is new. B'Kesel Yem Chagenu, when the Yom Tov is hidden, okay. That refers to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Because which Yom Tov is on the first day of the month when the moon is still hidden? Like Sukkot and Pesach, the moon is full. When do you have a month that is the Yom Tov is mamish, no moon? It's Rosh Hashanah. Then right away the Pasuk says, Eidus be Yosef Samei, he ordained it as a mitzvah for Yosef, B'tzeisei al Eretz Mitzrayim, when he went over the land of Egypt. Okay? Svasli yadaiti eshma. The language I heard a language that I didn't know. That means in the same pasuk, in the same perek of Tilim, David HaMelech is saying, blow shefer in Rosh Hashanah, and Yosef ruled Egypt. What's the connection? So the Gemara is learning, the connection is to teach us that Rosh Hashanah is the time when Yosef came out of Egypt, interpreted Pharaoh's dream, and Pharaoh instantaneously made him the ruler over Egypt.
When he came out of prison.
Yeah, he came out of prison to interpret Pharaoh's dreams, right? And then right away he made him a leader. So the Gemara says, in fact, even the Mefarshim of Chumash even bring a hint into it in the Chumash itself, that Yosef was taken out on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Then the Gemara says another statement. But Rosh Hashanah, Batla ve'Avidam Avisenu b'Mitzrayim, and Rosh Hashanah, meaning a half a year before, a half a year before Pesach, the Jews stopped working in Egypt. So the Gemara, it says, the Gemara said that statement. But Rosh Hashanah, but Avedim, Avisayim, B'mitzrayim. And Rosh Hashanah, Avedim stopped from our forefathers in Egypt. That means for half a year, you know, the last half a year, they weren't working anymore. So the Gemara asks, where do we know it from? Where do we learn it out from? So the Gemara says, Ksivach, over here in the Pasuk, it says, Ve'itzeisi yeschem, I will take you out, mitachas sivlis mitzrayim, from the torture, from the hard work of Egypt. And another place it says, when Yosef was taken out of prison, it says, Hasireisi misevel shichme, I would be removed from the burden of his shoulders. Now, the Pasuk is using the same expression for the Jews stopping to work, and for Yosef being taken out of prison. So therefore the Gemara is learning, just like Yosef was taken out of prison, like we just learned on Rosh Hashanah, so the same thing, when did work stop for my forefathers? On Rosh Hashanah.
Rabbi?
What?
I think I remember learning earlier this year in school, since we were learning about all the Makot and everything in school, so... I think I remember learning about Rashi, that it said something sort of like about what you just said.
Yeah, the Chazal Rashi brings it down to that they stopped working in Egypt half a year before they went out. Yeah. It's based on this Gemara, that Rosh Hashanah, the Aveda stopped. Then the Gemara continues. We said before, B'nissen Nigalu, that they went out in Nissen, Okirisa, as it stated clearly in Chumash, that they went out of Mitzrayim and Nissen. But, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Tishrei Asidin Ligol, but Mashiach's coming in Tishrei. That was the Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is that we're going out in Nissen. But Rabbi Eliezer said, Mashiach's coming in Tishrei. So the Gemara said, where does he learn that out from? From where does he learn that Mashiach's coming in Tishrei? So he says, Asya Shefer Shefer. We learn it out from Shefer Shefer. Again, there's a concept in Chumash, in Torah, called Gzeira Shava. We say it every day in the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel, right before Haidu. There's a concept of Gzeira Shava, by the way, that you cannot make up your own. But there's a Gzeira Shava, the concept of Gzeira Shava is given to Meshe Mesinai. That if here it says a word, and there it says a word, which is exactly the same, or extremely similar, we learn out one din from the next. Okay, that's the way the Torah works. Now obviously, you and I can't say, well here it says Meisha, and there it says Meisha, so it's all the same thing. No, you can't do that, because if so, you know what the Torah is going to happen to it. I mean, it's going to be a mess. Halacha Meshim Itzina, it says, this is the Gzeir Shavi you could learn. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer says, by Mashiach it says the word Shefer, and by Tishrei it says the word Shefer. So if Shefer is blown on Rosh Hashanah, so when's Mashiach coming? Also on Tishrei. That's what he learns. Let's see it inside. But Tishrei, Asid Nigal, he holds Rabbi Eliezer and Mashiach's coming in Tishrei. Why does he learn it out from? Because it says Shefer, Shefer. From the word Shefer, Shefer, meaning Ksiv Hacha by Rosh Hashanah, it says Tiko B'Chayde Shefer, blow Shefer on the month's renewal. And by Mashiach it says, Vayemo, you talk of a Shefer Gadol, Mashiach is going to blow on the big Shefer. So obviously, here it says Shefer, and there it says Shefer. Just like Shefer over there means Tishrei, Shefer by Mashiach also means Tishrei. What?
So it means like, wherever it says like a word which isn't so common, like in the
Torah. Again, it's not that what you and I could do. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that this is the way the Chacham taught us to learn. But again, you and I can't make up, even if the word is not common. You just can't. It was given Halacha Meshe Mesinai. Every student heard it from his Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe, you heard it all the way back from Meshe Rabbeinu. Now, Rabbi Yeshua holds, no. B'nissen Nigalu, the Mashiach, the Jews were redeemed in Nissen, and B'nissen Asidin Nigal, and Mashiach's coming in Nissen. Why? And how do we know the Mashiach is coming in Nissen? Because the Pasuk says, Lel Shimurim Hu. It says, by Pesach and Chumash, it's a watchful night. It's a night of either watching, anticipation, whichever. What does it mean, a night that was anticipated, a night which is watched? Leil HaMeshum Meruba. It refers to a night that was watched from Sheishis Yimei Bereishis. Mean, what does it mean, Nisan is a watched, Pesach is a watched night? It means it's watched from, anticipated from the time of creation. Now, what's the purpose of creation? The coming of Mashiach. So if the coming of Mashiach is being anticipated and watched from the beginning of creation, so therefore when's Mashiach coming? When it says Leil Shimurim. When is Leil Shimurim? The month of Nisan, or Pesach. But the Gemara asks, V'idach, but Rabbi Eliezer, who says Mashiach's coming in Tishrei, what does he do with this pasuk that implies Mashiach's coming in Nisan? Leil Shimurim. He says, no, it means not anticipated from the coming, for the coming of Mashiach. It means Laila Meshumer Ubamin Amazikim. It's a night which is protected from the evil spirits. No, from the Amazikim, from the demons. Ve'idach, and now the Gemara is, I'm sorry, it's good. Va'azil Tameo and Abalaz and Abishua both go according to their own opinions. Okay? Meaning, there's an argument between Abalaz and Rabbi Yeshua by a different concept completely, which is based on their argument here. Okay? Now this is a little, this goes a little bit into the constellations. It says as following. The Tanya, it says, when did the flood start? So there's two opinions. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. One says the 17th of Cheshvan, and one says the 17th of Iyar. That is based on the argument, when does everything begin? Nisan or Tishrei? Because, okay, well, let's see it inside. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braise the following. It says in the Chumash about the flood, Bishna Sheish Me Yeshana L'chaye Noach, in the 600th year of Noach's life, meaning was Noach was 600 years old, B'chedesh Hasheni in the second month, B'shiva Asa Yem L'chedesh, the 17th day of the month. So the Torah says, the 17th day of the second month, right, was the flood. Which second month of what?
From Nisan, before Matan Torah would be from Nisan.
Well, so this is the argument between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. What's the argument? Rabbi Yeshua says, now remember, Rabbi Yeshua says, everything happened in Nisan. The world was created in Nisan. Everything is Nisan, right? So he says, Eisayim Shiva Asid Be'ir Have. It was the second month, starting from Nisan, is Iyar. So when did the flood start? The 17th of Iyar. Why? So he says as follows. Yem Shemazel Bima, Kima, I'm sorry. The day that the constellation of Kima, Shekeh Bayem, normally sets during the day. He goes on into the whole thing over here. I should have photostated this explanation at the bottom. There are 12 constellations, as everybody knows. Okay, right? Based on the thing. Now, during the month of Iyar, I have to read this, because if not, to just to explain it. During the month of Iyar, the constellation Kima does not rise in the eastern horizon during the day, but during the last 2 hours of the night. When daybreak comes, it's already on the wane in the setting mode. Okay? As the earth moves in its yearly orbit, it is on different sides of the sun in relation to the stars. As a result, the star background against which the sun appears is constantly changing. Okay? Now he goes over here, the whole explanation. Now he says, the constellation of the first month, I'm skipping this, but is the Lamb, Aries. Okay? Now he says, it goes into the whole thing over here. So he says, let's see it inside. Therefore, the subterranean fountains during the day of Kima become depleted, because the heat of the summer depletes the waters from underneath the earth. But because they change from the normal thing, meaning because the men sinned by the mabul, by having relations with animals, Shina Kadosh Baruch Aleha Maisa Bereshis, Hashem changed the constellations. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Ve'hela mazel kima bayayim, and he brought up kima during the day when kima normally sets. Ve'nato shnei kechavim, and Hashem took two sons from kima, two stars from kima. Ve'hevi mabul aleilam, and brought the flood to the world. Without getting into all the difficulties, normally kima comes up, and the time of kima, the water underneath the earth is dried up. That's what normally goes on under the normal situation. Hashem said, because the people were corrupt, they changed their actions into corruption. So Hashem said, I'm going to change also the routine of the world. Kima is going to come up during the day, and the water is going to come up from underneath, even though it's normally depleted. That means even though there is no water, Hashem said, I'm going to change the constellations, I'm going to change the water, to show that because you guys changed your behavior and didn't behave properly, I'm going to change my normal routine also. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, when this it all happens in Kima, which is the mazel of Kima, which is Aries. And that's how Rashi explains it also. That's what he holds. Now, Rabbi Yeshua holds, I'm sorry, that's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Now, he says, no, where did I go to? Yeah, I'm sorry. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, two lines in the bottom. Rabbi Eliezer holds, don't know. It wasn't the 17th day of Iyar. It was the 17th day of Marcheshvan. And then during Cheshvan, Kima always comes up B'yayim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it happened in Iyar. And in Iyar, Kima sets during the day. And therefore the water is depleted. And Hashem brought up the water. Rabbi Eliezer says no. It really happened in Cheshvan. In Cheshvan, Kima comes up during the day. Umayanis Mizgabrim, and the subterranean fountains become stronger. Therefore, it says, Umiteh Sheshina Maseyim, because they altered their behavior, Shina Kodesh Baruch Aleh Maiseh Bereshis. Hashem changed also the creation, Vehele Mazel Kima Beyim. And he brought up Kima during the day. V'nato shnei kechavim. V'hevi mabul le'elam. And he brought mabul to the world. The Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara just contradicts itself. But we'll get to that in a second. What do we see from this Gemara? That Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua also argue, when is the second month? Is it Iyar or is it Cheshvan? Rabbi Yeshua, who holds everything began from Nisan, so therefore he learns the second month is Iyar. Rabbi Eliezer, who says everything began in Tishrei, so according to him, the second month is Cheshvan. So this is the argument, exactly when did the flood start? Did the flood start in the second month, which is Nisan, or the second month, which is Tishrei? Now the question is, by the way, L'cheira, the Torah says the second month is the first month of Nisan. If the first month is Nisan, how could the second month be Cheshvan? So some of us who want to learn it before Matan Torah, Tishrei was the first month. The flood was before Matan Torah. When did Nisan become the first month? In Mitzrayim, when Hashem said, "Achedush Azalachem Reish Chodesh," when Hashem said, "This month is the first month," that happened in Egypt, right before the Jews went out of Mitzrayim. But from the beginning of creation, Rabbi Eliezer says, "No, Tishrei is the first month." So when the Torah says the second month before Matan Torah, it could also mean Ir. I'm sorry, Cheshvan, not Ir. It could mean Taka Cheshvan. Now, but the only thing here that the Gemara is going to talk, he says, Cheshvan was when Kima goes up. And the way Rashi learns, when Hashem took the two stars from Kima, that made an empty space in Kima, and therefore the rain started coming down. And this is all that I should have really, because there's a whole explanation that we have to see, because it's not the normal things. Kima, according to them, is the tail of the lamb, which is in the month of Nisan. Goes the whole thing, whatever. Anyway, weiter. So the Gemara says, Bishlema Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara asks the question, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that it says everything started from Nisan, Haina Dechsev Sheni. I understand why it says the second month, because the second month is Ir from Nisan. El Rabbi Lazar, but according to Rabbi Lazar, my Sheni, why does it mean Sheni? L'cheira, Sheni is the second month, should be Ir, like we just mentioned. So he says, Sheni L'din. It's the second month of Din. And Din is in Tishrei. Tesis right away asks the question, the world was created according to Rabbi Lazar in Tishrei. So if the world was created in Tishrei, why can't the second month be Cheshvan? Okay? And Tesis explains, still, the Torah wouldn't have used the word Sheni if it meant Cheshvan. Because normally, after Matan Torah, the second month is Ir. If the second month is Ir, Chedesh Sheni should mean Ir. So the Rabbi Lazar learns, it refers to the second month from judgment. Okay? But you know, there's an interesting thing, because there's three arguments based on this Gemara between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, all about when the world was created, when the flood took place, and how Mashiach is coming. And it's an interesting thing. According to Rabbi Eliezer, everything is Tishrei. Okay? The flood started the second month of Tishrei. The world was created in Tishrei. Mashiach's coming in Tishrei. Okay? According to Rabbi Yeshua, everything is Nisan. The world was created in Nisan. The flood came from the second month of Nisan. And Mashiach's coming in Nisan. The same argument you have, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it says the Jews are going to do tshuva, and then Mashiach's coming. According to Rabbi Yeshua, even without tshuva, Mashiach's coming. So normally, it's again the same basis of the argument. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that everything is Tishrei, Tishrei is the month of Tshuva. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if the Jews do Tshuva, Mashiach will come. Why? Because he holds Mashiach is coming in Tishrei. What's Tishrei? Tshuva. Rabbi Yeshua holds Mashiach is coming in Nisan. He says, even if you don't do Tshuva, Mashiach is coming. So therefore, these four arguments are all connected. The only thing, the Rebbe in a Maimer asks a question, the Rambam paskens like both. The Rambam says the Jews will do tshuva and Mashiach will come, and yet we pasken Mashiach's coming in Nisan. But also, to explain for another second, that doesn't mean we say Achakale b'chol yem sheyavei. We say Mashiach can come every day. If the Gemara says it's either Nisan or Tishrei, how could we daven today, which is in Sivan, for Mashiach? The answer is it doesn't mean the day of Nisan or Tishrei. It means the concept of Nisan and Tishrei. Nisan is a revelation from above. Tishrei is the Avodah of the Jew. Meaning, is it coming from our Avodah? Is it coming from the revelation of above?
argument?
Yeah.
Well,
you can't say, you can't say that Mashiach is going to come in Nissan when a Jew, Apidin, is supposed to believe that every day Mashiach can come.
But in general, so that goes, that's the proof to say that they're not really talking about the
correct. So therefore, it's correct. Now, obviously, the opinion that says Mashiach will come in Nissan, it means Nissan is more appropriate month. It's easier to get him to come. Right? Because Nissan is that Aveda. So when you have the month itself, I'll give you an example. There's an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayacha, every day. What are the six mitzvahs you have to do every day? Is remember, one of the six, remember the going out of Egypt every day. So what's so special about Pesach? Because Pesach is the time it happened, it's much stronger. It's much stronger. So even though Mashiach can come every day, but the bottom line is the fact that we're saying in the month of Nisan, it's more prone for Mashiach to come, as it's called an Eis Ratz.